With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Once, writer Maria Fluke worked as a corrections officer in Iowa. The experience was so unpleasant that Maria Fluke toyed with the idea of writing a book called Confessions of a Female Corrections Officer.
These confessions, of course, had highly political situations, because to be a woman working in the prison system is quite difficult. And it's not really the inmates that cause problems, but the old boy network of male corrections officers.
Maria Fluke says the male officers didn't believe that most women could fit into a prison system.
I wasn't an out-and-out dykey woman, and I wasn't a effeminate, mousy woman. I was a real woman.
Maria Fluke never wrote Confessions of a Female Corrections Officer, but one of the characters in her recent novel, Family Night, has a part-time job at a prison in Rhode Island.
My prison experience was, indelible. I couldn't resist writing about it in some way.
But Family Night isn't about prison. It deals with three dysfunctional people, including a woman who is so passive that she almost welcomes being victimized. Maria Fluke says her novel, especially with the character of the woman Margaret, is politically incorrect.
People don't really write about women like Margaret. She's sort of passive. She lets the men run her life. She lets her lover do things to her. They're really verge on rape.
Family Night, Maria Fluke's first novel, is a disturbing character study, published by Pantheon Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In her novel, Family Night, Maria Fluke describes a young man's obsession with the father he's never seen, a man who was once a model for Arrow shirts.
I have a brother who never knew his father, and I thought it was such an evocative story and such a mysteriously vivid story that I witnessed unfolding.
That she wanted to explore it. Maria Fluke writes of three troubled people who drive from the East Coast to Chicago to search for the father. During the Odyssey, the young man and his stepsister move gradually toward an incestuous relationship.
When you have intimacy through friendship and familial love, what keeps it from crossing over into physical intimacy?
Maria Fluke says incest is usually looked upon as a form of physical abuse, but that may not be true between two related consenting adults.
I'm not saying it's acceptable, but I'm saying I'm surprised that it doesn't occur more often in the world when everybody's so alienated. Why not turn to a family member who you've been intimate with for your whole life?
The third member of the trio is the woman's boyfriend, who is so sexually dysfunctional that he cynically joins Sex Anonymous.
He uses sex as power, and he uses sex as a way of demeaning people.
Maria Fluke creates a nightmarish world filled with sexual overtones in her debut, Family Night, published by Pantheon Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Maria Fluke, who grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, got off to an early start as a writer.
I published my first poems in a Harper & Row anthology of teenage writers during the 60s.
Later, it was college in Rhode Island, a tour at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and a series of marginal jobs.
I was a Kelly girl. I was a waitress. I worked in a bookstore. I worked in a bank in credit card operations.
And for a year, she worked as a corrections officer in Iowa. All along, she continued to write poetry while contemplating a novel about a young man's quest for the father he never knew and of the interrelationship of three troubled people.
This novel has always wanted to be born.
The novel is Family Night, an auspicious debut by an author who sees writing as a way of keenly observing and discovering what happens in life, as opposed to just living it.
Some people like to bury things, and I'm always dredging up memory and dredging up family.
Fluke says writing about such things is a risk and sometimes painful. Maria Fluke lives on Cape Cod, where she's working on a new novel. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.